This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Now, Eskom has warned that rolling blackouts may resume this winter despite a hiatus from load shedding of several months. This warning was delivered by CEO Dan Marokane during a press briefing that coincides with his 100 days in office. Here to give us more insight is Professor Pratibin Moodley. You can as well on 0861-987-000. Prof. Moodley, thank you very much for joining us once again.
Always good to be with you, Poppy, and good morning to the listeners of Power FM.
So this isn't anything new to you. Surely this was determined a few months back, if you look at all the data.
Yes. So I think what the Eskom CEO mentioned is that the risk of load shedding is always going to be there. There's no guarantee of plants that will... unplanned failures that might occur. But I have looked at the data, and the data is looking rather good. And what I do want to comment on is things like, the whole of South Africa has learned about EAF and all of those good things. But generally, what we're seeing is that the energy availability factor is still being maintained over the past few days, and it's been trending downwards over the past few weeks, which means that the plants are still performing, which is a good thing. We also see on the diesel usage, which is a very early indicator of performance of the generation fleet, and we're still seeing that the diesel usage has dramatically reduced and has been really consistent over the past few days, meaning that there's no unforeseen or unplanned outages that's coming. So for now, we're still seeing that, load shedding is still behind us in the immediate future. But there's no guarantee that, we might have plants during this winter period that might have unplanned outages that might cause a risk towards load shedding. But for now, the picture's still looking okay without those guarantees.
Hang on, Prof, I'm confused. So what was CEO Marokane saying? That there may be rolling blackouts? Because from what you're saying, there's a sense that there shouldn't be unless plants stop working.
Yes. So I've seen the CEO's message, 2 days ago, which talked a little bit about load shedding. I hadn't seen any media reports this morning. Unfortunately, I've been traveling overseas. So if there's any change in the situation, I might be reading it wrong. But I'm commenting on his interview, I think, about 2 days ago.
Yes, when he gave a press conference and he talked about, what to expect, and he spoke a little bit about rolling blackouts may resume in the winter season. So if I put what you're saying together with what he's saying, it's not about energy generation necessarily, it's about the plants.
Yes. So there is always this risk that we might have load shedding. But for now, the plants look like they're performing. We're also seeing the diesel indicator is... that we are using some diesel, but not as excessively as the past few months, which is a good sign that we might get into most of winter without load shedding. But there is always going to be a risk, and that's unplanned, unforeseen outages that might occur.
Okay, because they warned specifically of rolling blackouts, not unforeseen or, issues to do with repair. But if we can move away from that for a second, if you can give me your assessment of Dan Marokane's 100 days in office. I mean, we're just under 100 days without load shedding, despite the introduction of load reduction in the city of Joburg. Overall, what would you say your assessment is of Eskom since he took over?
I think the appointment of the new CEO is always going to be a good thing, especially a permanent appointment of the CEO. It is a very critical position in our country, given that, energy and electricity is a critical part of our economy and keeping our businesses going and so forth. So The permanent appointment is definitely welcome. And then generally the observations over the past 100 days was, the CEO has been rather pragmatic. He's not changed anything dramatically in Eskom. I think he is built on the past successes, even under, the past acting CEO, which is Caleb Kasem, driving the energy recovery, the generation recovery plan, and we've seen that bearing fruit. So there hasn't been, dramatic changes there. We're also seeing that he is still supporting all of the liberalization of the energy industry, in particular the transmission business as the National Transmission Company of South Africa. So that brings a lot of stability. Hasn't made any significant changes at in terms of his executives, and he's talked about the strong support that he's got from his executives, which talks about synergies and creating a lot of stability. And then I think some interesting stuff that he's talked about, which is Eskom starting to roll out about 2 gigawatts of renewable energy in land areas that they actually own, and that's I think a little bit more visionary, and also transforming the country and Eskom to a much more greener utility.
Very interesting.
And then beyond that.
Yeah.
Yep. So I think very good changes. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much, Professor Pratibin Moodley-Sanedi, General Manager, giving us an overview of Eskom CEO Dan Marugane's 100 days in Eskom office, and also this warning around rolling blackouts, which may resume in winter.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.